So, Jack, looking forward to the start of the new season?
Yeah, definitely. It's been a good winter for me, being away a bit, and now I've been back with the lads for the last few weeks. I've been outside in the sort of 10 degrees Yorkshire weather. So can't wait for the season to start now. It's been really exciting.
Yeah, you've been over in Australia, haven't you? How's that been going for you?
Yeah, 10 weeks in Perth. Brilliant. I've been there 3 times previous, and I've got a lot of good friends out there. Good standard of cricket. Trained real hard. Got a nice tan. Chilled out. And then, obviously, I've had probably a couple of days at home, then straight out to Dubai. So it's been pretty full on for me, but I'm ready for the summer now.
How motivated are you as a group of players to make history and get this third county championship in a row?
Yeah, we're highly motivated. I don't think it takes an awful lot from support staff and the coaches to really get us in and drill it home in us. I think that's what's unique about this squad. We've got a real motivated, talented squad. And it takes more than talent. It's the attitude as well. And I think we've just got a great attitude together. We all enjoy each other's success. And we all just want to be part of a real sort of dynasty of the Yorkshire County side.
Yeah, I mean, the squad is so strong, and there's more youngsters snapping at the heels to come in. And, of course, you've got the England players for the opening few weeks of the season back with you, which will be a big bonus.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have those guys back. I don't see an awful lot of them. But they all fit in really easily and really well into the team. And I say it's the strength of our squad that's got the title the last 2 years. So we do have the youngsters and the guys who don't necessarily play regularly coming in and not just sort of playing their part in the team, but they're making match-winning performances and really just putting their hand up. And it's difficult to then pick a team when you've got full strength. So they probably just go on form and fitness and probably don't necessarily get the just your normal 11 out every week.
I guess this season as well, the shorter form of the game will be an area that you're targeting to improve on.
Yeah, we've had a bit of a shocker the last 2 years, I think that's safe to say. So it won't be difficult to make improvements. But the lads have honestly been working really hard on their skills this winter, particularly the bowlers. Done a lot more on their variations and Yorkers. I think our improvements were shown in the pre-season. We won that T20 tournament again, but won it in a better way than we did the year before. Just hopefully the guys can get some more runs for us this year.
And the games obviously start coming thick and fast. You've got such a great bowling attack there with a number of you that can keep changing in and out. I mean, I know you've been leading the attack for the last couple of seasons, but how big of a bonus is that?
Yeah, I don't really see myself as the leader attacker, leading wicket taker, but any of the guys put their hands up, and it's so easy when you open the bowl and you look up and you've got Ryan at the bottom at the other end. First change, you've got Bresnan, Plunkett, Patterson. And you can lob the ball to Rashid every now and then as well if he's playing. And then our young lads like Matt Fisher, who's going to be a really serious bowler when he's in time. And then signing David Willey as well. So we've got 7 or 8 high-class seamers, plus a couple of other guys who can come in. You're right, it's just about those guys when they do play, they're performing. The way we've gone the last 2 years, I don't see any reason why we shouldn't do that again.
And how do you think this changing rule with the coin toss will affect you as a bowling attack?
We haven't really spoken about it too much since it's come out. All I know is, as a bowler, with this rule coming in, I'll probably be turning up first ever champion game, getting my tracksuit, put the kettle on, put my feet up, and because I can't see us batting. Well, I reckon we'll be batting pretty much every game with the way that oppositions will probably feel. There's a bit of cloud cover and a bit of moisture at Headingley. But our lads are used to that. They'll just get on with it. There's a lot of pressure on you if you do put a team in. You've got to bowl them out on that first day, really. And there's more pressure on the team coming up to Headingley to beat us if they're going to do that. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I don't necessarily think the rule had to come in for Division 1. I don't think there's anything wrong with the Division 1 pitches, but let's deal with it now. Just got to get on with it.